Lori Turpin is not pleased that her husband's records were exposed.
My concern is that people I may or may not know about me, what health issues we have, and have had access to my husband's social security number. So now we have to protect ourselves from fraud. I think that's a violation of privacy that shouldn't have happened.
Five of the HR employees opened the records. The Department of Human Resource Management's Ann Waring says when the state was notified, it took action.
All 11 signed and returned to us a written certification that any of that information that had come to them in error, they had either destroyed or deleted. These people are authorized to receive this information for their location and their agency. It's just that they received the entire participant list in error.
The state sent letters informing affected employees with an offer for free credit monitoring. Waring says new steps to minimize risk of future exposure include omitting Social Security numbers on all records. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.